The Cougars take the Apple Cup to snap the 9-year drought. Utah grabs another win, and Oregon faces Oregon State tomorrow with major implications on the line for the Pac-12 North. So all of that and more on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Black Friday edition of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. But Friday was all about football, college football to be exact. And today's episode is brought to you by NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. So head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for special end of year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, former student athlete at Washington State. And joining me today is Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Brian, thank you for joining us.
I want to point out that I was a former student athlete at Bo Diddley Tech on NCAA football in 2014.
Put it out there. Let us know your background. Yeah. I need to know these things.
Number 9, create a player, 2,000 yards rushing. I was elite.
Okay. I love it. All right. Well, Brian, we're diving straight into Apple Cup. You already know my excitement behind this game. I probably have been the most excited this season because of how well the Cougars have been doing and how bad the Huskies have been doing. So I pretty much expected and anticipated seeing the Cougars literally demolish UW. And it's been a long time coming. 2012 was the last year that Washington State took home the Apple Cup. And I'm going to be quite honest, that was my senior year of college. If you just did a lot of math right now and figured it out, my age and all that, good for you. But either way, my point, that's how important this was, this win. 40-13, I think, was the final score. And I say I think because I remember looking up at the score and like, it's really 40-13 right now. Like, I was shocked. But I also spent today gathering with former Coug alum as well, but my friends, college friends, who happen to be former football players. And so we were sitting there talking about this game and how like great it was to see the Cougars literally finally taking their stance and like, you know, dominating in Washington. And it feels nice to know that the Apple Cup is going back to Pullman.
It has to, because it's been so long, and I don't mean that like demeaningly, but it just, for so long, it was Chris Peterson versus Mike Leach, yeah, and Peterson and Jimmy Lake dropping 8 against that air raid offense, and this year was completely up for grabs, right? Yeah. I think Washington proved that it's a program that's still in shambles. Washington State, however, went out there with something to prove, did what they had to do, and positioned themselves now as a potential candidate to be the Pac-12 North champion.
And when I say how exciting that part is, it's like you're putting yourself in a better position than you probably even thought you could be in at the start of the season.
Oh, without a doubt.
And I honestly thought with the loss to Oregon that that opportunity was a wrap. So now knowing that you've worked hard to this point and now have an opportunity to take the North and possibly play in the Pac-12 championship, it's a whole nother level of excitement for this team. With all that they've dealt with the season, having to lose their coach, some of these players have went through multiple coaches in their tenure at Washington State. And so to end on a high note for some of those seniors, it's a great moment, you know. And as an alum watching, I've seen the struggles and the ups and downs of the Cougars. And losing the Apple Cup each year means something even deeper, because – at the end of the day, it's even beyond the record. It's beyond, you know, just football. It's a rivalry. And it hits a little differently taking L's year in year, you know, back to back. And so to finally break that and to be like, you know, we're the superior team for once, it just feels different. I don't know how to explain it. I think it's the rivalry. It's the bragging rights. it's being able to say, like, you know, we're the better school in Washington this season.
Do you feel like with this team positioning itself kind of in a new world, so to speak, and I think Mike Leach put him on top to a level which I think a lot of maybe a lot's the wrong word, but Washington State alumni probably thought they maybe wouldn't be able to get back to. I mean, we look back in history and it's just the Mike Price era was so dominant. Drew Bledsoe, yeah. And so many good quarterbacks have come through there, and the system was so good. And then it just tapered off. The Paul Wolf era, we can kind of just leave that to be. But yeah. Then Leach comes in and does a great job, but they kind of taper out. And now to see that program rise to a point to where it could be a Pac-12 North champion, like, how much enthusiasm does that give you both as an alumni, but also in terms of, like, what happens next in regards to the coaching hire?
So on one end, it's exciting. On another end, and this is something we were all discussing tonight, too, while you were watching the game, is, like, who is going to be the next coach? Because we kind of don't feel like we're in a position to really say that we're going to attract some big names and some major names. Nick Rolovich was an exciting hire for this team. And to see that, you know, he wasn't able to sustain the position, it's kind of like, well, who wants to come to Pullman, and who wants to live there in a small town, college town, and coach a team like this that typically is not the top team? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things, like, we're not even sure as fans and alum, and something we're waiting to see as well. But I will say this win and this possibility of winning the Pac-12 North is more for those student athletes that have, you know, been the ones fighting week in and week out on the field. It's less about, like, who can we attract because we did this and this so well, because I think there will be a lot more factors that coaches, you know, thinking about taking the job or whatever will consider. I don't think one season is going to be the season that attracts them, you know, some major names or anything like that. And that's unfortunate. But I will say, at the end of the day, it's something that those student athletes can be proud of, because it's almost like a rise out of the ashes situation, right? Like, they have gone through a lot, having one of their athletes get shot and injured and, you know, hospitalized and dealing with the trauma of that. They've lost multiple people. And this isn't a super known thing, I don't think, but a former coach, former player turned coach, Gordy Anderson, died this